you very much.
Nigel Wrench. The government wants people to be less depressed and anxious. It's expanding the availability of psychological therapies on the NHS in England. The government says depression and anxiety are the most common mental health problems, which account for 40% of the numbers on incapacity benefit. It says treating them takes up to a third of GP's time. It argues that psychological therapies have proved to be as effective as drugs in tackling the problem, and they're often more effective in the longer term. So, 3,000 new therapists will be appointed to treat 100,000 people. Cognitive behavioural therapy is the method named in the government's news release today. CBT is used more and more by GPs to help a range of problems. Here then was the Health Secretary, Alan Johnson, in the Commons this afternoon.
We will build a groundbreaking psychological therapy service in England, backed by new investment rising to £170 million by 2010-11. This will be capable of treating 900,000 additional patients suffering from depression and anxiety over the next 3 years. Around half are likely to be completely cured, with many fewer people with mental health problems having to depend on sick pay and benefits.
I'm joined by David Clark, who's Professor of Psychology at the Institute of Psychiatry at King's College London, and by the clinical psychologist Oliver James. Professor Clark, first of all, what is CBT?
It's a brief psychological therapy which has the idea that a lot of anxiety and depression is to do with excessively negative patterns of thinking, and helps people to challenge their thoughts, often through action. So, for example, someone who's having a panic attack might mistakenly believe that they're going to die because they think they're having a heart attack. And one thing you might do in therapy is help them test out that belief by, instead of them resting when they get their attacks, you might get them to do strenuous exercise with the therapist, and they discover that they don't die. So it's not just talking, it's about testing things out in action.
Oliver James, does it get results?
No, it's actually a barefaced lie on the part of the Department of Health to claim that half of people with CBT will be completely cured. The evidence shows quite clearly that within 18 months of finishing CBT, there's no difference between people who've had the treatment and people who had none. Or what's more, when followed up 2 years later, two-thirds of depressed people have either relapsed or sought further treatment. And listeners who don't believe me should go to, on Google, they should put in Weston, W-E-S-T-E-N, Drew Weston, and go to his 2004 study done in Psychological Bulletin, which shows quite clearly that it's not going to get the results that the government claim.
So, David Clark, why is the government doing it?
Well, it's doing it because NICE systematically reviewed all of the randomized controlled trials that are looking at the effectiveness of CBT and reported rather different conclusions to the ones that you've just heard. There is, in fact, a good evidence base that CBT is superior to medication in the long term and about as effective as medication in the short term for anxiety and depression. And so it's important that patients have a choice of these two therapies. And at the moment, only about 4% of sufferers are able to be offered a evidence-based psychological therapy. This would change that picture, and as a consequence, really puts mental health on the same footing as physical health, where people have an opportunity to have a trained workforce that could deliver cutting-edge treatments. However, Oliver is, of course, right that it's not a panacea. Not everyone recovers, and of those people who show a failure to recover, there's a variable response. That, of course, doesn't mean that we shouldn't make it available, in the same way that with chemotherapy, not everyone survives, but we would still make chemotherapy available.
Just on that question of use of resources, is it worthwhile, Oliver James?
No, I think that the fundamental thing that's needed is not the kind of elastic plaster that this government would expect it to supply. They should face the fundamental causes, which are, of course, childhood maltreatment, which CBT actively discourages patients from talking about their child, and, of course, wider social processes. For example, it's an incredible fact that people living in English-speaking nations are twice as likely to suffer the commonest mental illnesses compared with people living in mainland Western Europe. And the reason is because in the English-speaking world, we are in the grip of selfish capitalism, which produces affluenza, materialism, and that vastly increases our proneness to mental illness. And the government plan is an American attempt to distract our most unhappy people from asking themselves what is the cause of our problems.
Oliver James and Professor David Clark, thank you for getting us started thinking about that. If you'd like to talk to someone about that, we're Better Than the PM blog. There's a space where you can contribute your thoughts, whatever your experience, bbc.co.uk/blogs/PM. 5:47, Peter has the headline.
He thought he was going to win it. Speaking at question time, Mr. Brown said when the debate was held in the country, people would choose Labour's policies rather than the Tories. The trial of five men accused of links to terrorism.